And on the line now we have Donny Tarrant, and we're going to speak about the Ryanair 80% flights are being grounded. Are you there, Donny?
I am indeed. Also, good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in. What's your thoughts on the whole situation with the air traffic control?
Well, I was in Dublin Airport yesterday evening, and I happened to be a little bit early. Well, the flight was delayed, so. For listeners who will know it, the Harristown bus depot, the link between there and the graveyard down on the Santry Road, that's the road I took down to the airport, the back road into it. Now, normally, 6:20 yesterday evening, under normal circumstances, that would have been bustling with traffic. There was nothing there, and as I said, I was a bit early. Then I pulled in, and normally you can see planes stacked up 3, 4, 5, one after the other coming into land. None of that whatsoever. I went on into the airport and I went down to the graveyard and turned left up the Santry Road for the airport, and there was me and a cyclist on that stretch of motorway. So
completely empty.
Definitely things are closing down. The airport itself was practically deserted. I mean, I went into the car park there at right opposite Terminal 1, and I got parking right beside the door on the first level. Arrivals, practically empty. And you can see you get the sense like that the whole thing is winding down. But I mean, you're seeing that across every industry. It's not just the aviation industry. You know, non-essential shops are closing their doors, and people are taking the initiative into their own hands, you know, which is a good thing to see, because that's the only thing that we have at the moment that's going to help us through this, you know.
Yeah, that sounds definitely true. But speaking about like the airlines, I mean, do you think that it will be completely most airports will go on completely lockdown, like as the weeks go?
I think it's heading that way. And I mean, if you look at Spain now at the moment, Spain have been in lockdown since last Saturday. And it's been rigorously enforced. And I mean, we have all heard anecdotally of stories of people who have breached the lockdown conditions, and it's a €100 fine on the spot. The same thing is happening in France. So I think that's the way things are heading now. Before people start panicking, the airport isn't going to completely shut down. I mean, essential flights will continue. I mean, I'm particularly thinking, I would imagine, of cargo flights coming into the country. They're going to continue. Mm-hmm. Essential supplies coming in via airports and ports, that's going to continue. I mean, the supply lines will be kept open. But as for, you know, people, if you're thinking of going to Spain or anywhere on the islands, you can forget about it, because Spain are, as we speak, emptying their hotels, and they want every hotel emptied by next Tuesday. So that Spain is going to be gone, and I would see that other countries are going to follow suit.
And but people who had the plans to go on holidays to all across Europe, they're not getting refunded, are they?
That's something for a consumer expert, and we will touch on that in the coming weeks. But I think the way it's going is that if they cancel your flight, you have to be reimbursed. But if you decide, well, you know what, I don't fancy this, I'm going to cancel myself, I think then you could be in a spot of bother. But I think there's obviously rules there and regulations. But with so much other stuff in relation to this, Arthur, the bottom line is we are in totally uncharted territory here. We are dealing with something that we have never dealt with before. And I mean, the analogy has been drawn that it's the last time there was anything like this was the Spanish flu, and that was 1918.
Yeah, long
time
ago.
While there may be people alive that were around in 1918, I very much doubt that any of them were old enough in 1918 to remember mm-hmm. what it was like. So, I mean, we're learning on the hoof, and we're learning from, I think, what other countries have done and what's working in other countries and what has worked in other countries. So, you know, it's a step-by-step, and everybody listening this morning, I mean, I don't have any divine knowledge in relation to what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, but, you know, I mean, all we can do is our best. And the big thing is to follow the advice that we're being given from the HSE. And you know, I'm not saying it's working 100%, but we seem to have a better handle on it than a lot of other people, because, yes, the figures will rise, and people shouldn't panic when they see huge figures coming in. The reason that you're going to get huge figures coming in over the next couple of days is because the testing has been ramped up.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the only reason, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. it's here, it's among us, it's with us, and if you follow the advice, and I just happened to, when I was in the airport, I was speaking to the HSE personnel up there last night, and I just got the leaflet off them so that I'd have it for you for today, because I knew we were going to have this little chat.
Yeah.
Now, the first paragraph on it is just really telling you about... telling you about what you know we're dealing with, but it comes, the real part of it is from here, where it says we are asking you to restrict your movements for 14 days following your entry to or return to our island of Ireland. So that's pretty explicit. Now, this applies only to you and to other people who have arrived or returned to Ireland. It does not apply to people already in Ireland that you will stay with or return home to. And these are the instructions, and this is the important bit, I suppose, Arthur.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'll go ahead.
Passengers arriving into Ireland should follow the advice below. Limit your social interactions. This means staying at home or in your hotel room or accommodation. Do not have visitors. Where possible, order your groceries online or have some family or friends drop it off. Avoid social gatherings, group events or crowded settings. Avoid contact with older people, people with chronic health problems or pregnant women. Do not go to school, work, social or sporting events or training. You can go outside on your own for walks, runs or cycles. Do not use public transport. Do not travel within or outside Ireland. And the last part of it then is, if you develop symptoms of a fever or a cough, you should self-isolate and contact your GP or doctor by phone. Self-isolation means staying indoors and completely avoiding contact with other people. And then at the end of it, it just says, for further information about the coronavirus, visit www.hse.ie or call 1850 24 1850. And I think for the benefit of our listeners, Arthur, I'll give that again. The HSE website is www.hse.ie, and that phone number is 1850 24 1850.
Oh,
so, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much the standard thing that we're all being told to do.
Almost definitely,
all possible,
yeah.
Stay at home.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Just to stay at home. I know Italy is in such a is in like way worse way that Ireland is at the moment. I mean, the whole country is on complete lockdown, and saying that the president of Italy said that it might even go further into April and May, that the lockdown might keeping happening. Like, you think that's going to happen in Ireland? Like, at some state, and there might be a lockdown.
I think it's inevitable, Arthur. And again, you know, we have to take our lead in this from other countries. Now, China is, I think, yesterday. Now, and I'm open to contradiction on this, but I think that if we won't know really what's going to happen. China is beginning to open up again, and as I said, I'm open to contradiction on this, but I think yesterday they recorded their second day of no new cases. And they are beginning to slowly open up the country again and restore some semblance of normality. Now, the important thing here is, does the virus start off again? If it doesn't, well, then we know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
How long we'll be in lockdown for. But it's, again, it's like so many other things in relation to this, Arthur. We all have the questions, but nobody has the answers, because... Excuse me, you can definitively at this stage say that the initial date of the 29th of March was totally an arbitrary date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're up and running again by April or May, I think it's going to be a really, really good result. And that's my honest opinion. But again, it's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like just what came in, I was reading yesterday about the Taoiseach saying about the schools as well, and the colleges saying that it's going to be go well into April and May as well. So we're going to have this, it's kind of like more people, like museums and so forth. That's going to, maybe into the summer, everything will still remain closed. Do you believe?
I would think that that is a distinct possibility. And at the end of the day, you know, what people need to remember when they are out and about, if they have to be out and about, is that every measure that's been taken, and you can agree with them, disagree with them, say we should go further, we should have been gone further earlier, that's really an irrelevant discussion as such. Just follow the guidelines and adhere to them as strictly as you possibly can, because everything that's being done and put in place is, number one, to save lives, and number two, to prevent the spread of it. And by obviously, one is linked to the other, because by preventing the spread, you are going to save lives. And the whole thing, you know, as I said, we are going to see a spike in numbers. There's no two ways about that. But the whole thing is to try and contain it to a level that the health service, the hospitals, and whatever other facilities are put in place can cope with the numbers that they're going to have to cope with. And if we can do that, we're going to keep a lot of people alive, and we're going to get a lot of people out the other end of this 100% back healthy again. And make no mistake, we will come out the other side of this, and normality will return. And I think that the way the government are handling it, you know, I think you have to say that they're doing a pretty good job, because what they're doing is, and I think it's a very good analogy, they're trying to put sectors and sections of the economy to sleep rather than shutting them down completely and shutting them off. Because, as I say, we will come out of the other end of this. Shops, all shops will reopen fully again. Hotels will be back in business. Restaurants will open. Pubs will open. Hairdressers, barbers, all that will reopen. And it's just that you need the economy in such a state that when everything does come back in and start up again, that we're good to go. That is, the short, sharp shock of stopping everything dead, if you do that, well, then it's going to take longer to get it back up and running again. So I think on the balance of probability, we're probably doing as well as we can, and looking around the world, maybe a lot better than other places.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds, I think you're right, absolutely right. I think we will bounce back as a economy, and everything will open up. It's just a matter of time. And I think that you're right on the money there with that, Downey. And I just want to say thanks for coming into this and doing the interview today.
That's not a problem, Arthur. I need time, and fair play to you. And look, you know as well as I do, we'll be there for the community for as long as is humanly possible. There'll be one of us there talking every day.
Yeah, that's correct, Downey. That's correct. And thanks again, Andrew, and have a nice day.
And you, sir, and stay safe. And thank you, and thank your listeners. And just be careful, folks. And only go out when you really, really have to. And I don't know. I mean, there's not much more I can say. I'm no expert on it, but just everybody take care and be careful.
Well, same to you as well, Downey. Take care.